the ketogenic diet, the way it works is when you're on a high carbohydrate diet, and high is probably over 50 grams a day, which is, I read that most people eat 400 to 500 grams a day of carbohydrates when they start adding it up. So this is like, this is really low on your carbs, right? But when you're eating carbs, your body is burning sugar for fuel, right? So you ever notice when you eat, say you go to, you eat a big dinner, you eat some sweets, and then you're really tired. And then a couple hours later, you're really hungry. And it's because you eat carbs and it, you know, sugar goes into your blood and your insulin goes up and then it drops and then you get hungry. And when you go ketogenic, you don't have any of that carbs in your body. And your body, about a week later, will start burning fat for energy, right? So you don't have those swings anymore of the ups and downs of being hungry, being tired, because your body is starting to burn fat instead of sugar for fuel. And ketones is what the product is that your body creates, and it's a much more efficient fuel.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Are you like me, who over the years has gotten steadily less active, spending more time in front of the computer, less time out and about, exercising, and the body just has slowly put on the weight year after year? Sometimes you just got to sit back and take stock of your life, and that's what I have been doing lately, reading, Googling, trying to decide what is right and wrong for my body. And about 6 weeks ago, I started changing what I've been eating, because I've been reading about carbohydrates and sugar, the relationship they play in storing fat in your body. And what really got me motivated was a book by a local gastrosurgeon, Dr. Stephen K. Fairley, titled Death by Carbs. And it has a very dramatic picture on the front cover. And the subtitle is, Are You Eating Yourself Into an Early Grave? So this book made me sit up and take notice. Today's guest has been following a low-carb regime, and it's now his mainstream. He doesn't regard it as a diet. It has become a lifestyle. Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Ann Nelson. And today my guest is a very special guest for the holidays. It's Dan Perryman from the Keto Leader blog.
Hey, Ann, how are you?
Great. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing great. So it's we're on opposite sides. I'm in St. Louis, and it's pretty cold right now. So how's it down there?
Well, we're south of the equator, so this is our hottest time of the year. our Christmases are always sunny.
Oh, that'd be awesome. It's like 20 degrees here. Fahrenheit. So yeah, it's cold.
All right. Well, it's 26 degrees Celsius here, so it'll just get warmer as the day goes on.
That's awesome.
But it's also the time when we get some rain, so that's what we like.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. So what's all the fuss about the keto diet? I've just recently changed over about 6 weeks ago, and I'm excited to talk to an expert about how this way of eating can help.
Yeah. So you've been doing keto for about 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Keto is becoming pretty popular, actually. It's kind of hitting the mainstream now. You know, I've been a little bit about me. I've been low carb for probably, 10 years now. And keto off and on, I'm actually eating keto right now. And for those that don't really know, a lot of people have heard of the Atkins diet, right? That came out in the 70s, and that was just really low carb. And it actually, Dr. Atkins was like a great mind. And he actually created that to lose weight himself. And then it kind of became popular and everybody started eating bacon all the time, right? So instead of something, what I like to call like a well-formulated ketogenic diet, right? So what a ketogenic diet is you lower your carbs to just pretty low, less than 20 grams. You can go up a little bit higher than that, possibly. And then you have high fat and high quality fat, and then you have moderate protein. So it ends up being about, maybe 75% fat and, less than 5% carbs, and then maybe 15% to 20% of protein, right? So it's careful. You got to be careful you don't get your protein too high either. So it's a way of eating that is absolutely contrary to everything we've ever learned about how we think we should have eaten, right? The high carb, wake up and eat your breakfast cereal and breakfast is great and eat high carbs and keep your saturated fat down. And it's the complete opposite of what we've always been taught, right?
It seems so. We seem to have progressed over to a lot of processed food, a lot of sweet food, and it's very hard to break those habits.
Right, right. And if you look at when, I can speak for the United States, when they adapted this, they call it the standard American diet back in the 70s and 80s. And that's when the government came out and they said, eat more processed, eat more, high carbs. And they came out with vegetable oils and all this stuff that's not good for you. And the obesity rate just climbed, and it's been climbing ever since, right? Which is interesting because now their bigger organizations are coming out and saying, well, maybe saturated fat isn't so bad for you after all. And maybe you should stay away from, the trans fats and these type of things. But a lot of people think that eating fat will make you fat. But actually, you lower your carbs and you eat fat, it guaranteed you're going to lose weight. Guaranteed. It happens in 99% of the people that try it. So how has your experience been in 6 weeks?
I must admit, I haven't lost too much weight. I've been having some cramps actually in my stomach. So I'm wondering if I'm eating too much protein.
Here's what happens. So when you go low carb, so for every gram of carbohydrates that you eat, 3 grams of water will come into your body with it, right? So when you go low carb, the first week you find yourself going to the bathroom a lot, and you can actually lose 5, 6, 7 pounds of water weight the first week. A little bit of that is fat, but most of it's water. But with that goes electrolytes, and with it goes salt, right? Because you're dumping water out of your body. So one of the things that you have to be careful about is you have to, we've also been taught don't salt your foods, right? But when you go low carb, you should really salt your foods a lot more, right? Because you need that. And magnesium, cramping is one of the side effects some people get, right? So it's a lack of magnesium, actually. So what you can do with that is you can sit in an Epsom salt bath, because that's magnesium, or you can, just take a magnesium supplement. So a lot of people don't take electrolytes, which would have salt and magnesium and potassium, and that fixes the issue right away. So cramping is one of the side effects for sure. And it's just because your body is just kind of dumping those out when you go low carb. So
yeah,
nothing to worry about.
I am going to the bathroom more, so something's happening.
Yeah.
So it's been proven that all this sugar we've been brought up on isn't good for us.
Right.
Where it came from, I don't know. But nowadays, with all the processed food, there's sugar in everything. So sugar's just as bad as carbs, isn't it?
And really, it's kind of the same thing. So when we had the fat-free craze, when it all started in the 70s and 80s, so they started taking fat out of products because the saturated fat was bad for you. And when you take the fat out, the fat is what gives it the flavor, right? So what they had to do when they took the fat out was start adding in sugar in order to make it sweet, right? So if you look at a fat-free product, it's fat-free, but there's tons and tons of sugar in it. Let me define sugar. So you have sugar, and then you have everything that you eat with carbohydrates basically converts to sugar. So in my mind, I look at a bowl of sugar and I look at white bread. It's the exact same thing. It's going to turn into sugar, right? And your body cannot lose fat when you have carbohydrates because your insulin goes up and you store fat, right? So as long as you're eating carbohydrates, you cannot really lose weight unless there's a couple ways, but like the goal of why you go low carb is because it will lower your insulin levels. And when insulin is reduced, then your body can burn fat, right? So the ketogenic diet, the way it works is when you're on a high carbohydrate diet, and high is probably over 50 grams a day, which is, I read that most people eat 400 to 500 grams a day of carbohydrates when they start adding it up. So this is really low on your carbs, right? But when you're eating carbs, your body is burning sugar for fuel, right? So you ever notice when you eat, say you eat a big dinner, you eat some sweets, and then you're really tired. And then a couple hours later, you're really hungry. And it's because you eat carbs and sugar goes into your blood and your insulin goes up and then it drops and then you get hungry. And when you go ketogenic, you don't have any of that carbs in your body. And your body, about a week later, will start burning fat for energy, right? So you don't have those swings anymore of the ups and downs of being hungry, being tired, because your body is starting to burn fat instead of sugar for fuel. And ketones is what the product is that your body creates. And it's a much more efficient fuel. So your body burns it cleaner. Think of like a really high quality gas that you put into your car, right? And so you look at the studies, all you gotta do is like Google keto and a condition. And the studies now are saying like, they call dementia type 3 diabetes. There's a lot of research around ketogenic diet and dementia and ketogenic diets and traumatic brain injuries. There's a lot of science behind it because your body burns these ketones as such a good fuel. And what you first brought up about sugar, now they're finding sugar is like horrible for you, horrible. And there's some great videos out there about just the detriments of sugar. And I know what you might be thinking, like, oh, these are these kooky people on the sidelines that are keto. And it's really becoming mainstream with MDs and prominent physicians that are seeing that sugar is really, really bad for people. So yeah, cutting out carbs, it's very effective, but it's definitely not easy, right? It's hard to give the stuff up.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's like smoking and alcohol. It's addictive and you've got to break the habit. And I can now walk away from sweets. I've been to a few Christmas breakup parties lately and I have walked away from having sweets. I've handed it over to someone else so I can do it.
Yeah. And I think the longer, like I've been doing this a long time and I was just actually saying this to a friend of mine that I don't really ever cheat when I don't want to cheat. So it's like, I just don't get hungry at home and I don't cheat with a Snickers bar or something. I just don't do it. Anytime that, my idea of cheating is probably a lot different than most people's. My idea of cheating is to go out to dinner with my daughter and have pasta. That's a total cheat meal to me, right? It isn't. I would never eat a candy bar. I would never, but everything it's planned. So we want to share some holiday strategies, right? To get through the holidays because it's very hard, First of all, it's all that stuff looks really good to eat. and then there's alcohol. And then if you drink alcohol, then, you know, that just makes it way, way harder to avoid junk when you're drinking. So there's a lot of alcohol in the holidays and junk food. And then you have your friends and your family who, especially with the keto diet, your friends and your family who don't understand this will be saying, you know, Anne, are you crazy? You're eating butter? That's going to kill you, because they don't understand the diet. And I don't even like the word diet, because keto is really a lifestyle rather than a diet. And the first tip is actually, don't view it as a diet. Whether you're doing keto or whether you're doing something else, dieting doesn't work. Dieting works in the short term, but when it comes to the holidays or something else important, a wedding or something like that, if you're on a diet, it's going to be very hard to stay on that diet, right? So, but the way I view keto is low carb is my lifestyle. It's the way I eat. So when I go out in public, I'm not thinking like, I got to get through this day with the diet. I'm thinking there's a lot of, I just eat this way, and there's a lot of health benefits, and I just don't, I won't eat. I mean, if there's something that, you know, is like high carb or something, if that's the only thing to eat, I just won't eat. But that's because I live this way, right? But I've been doing this a long time. If you start today, 2 days from now, it's not your lifestyle yet. You have to like progress. And yeah, just think of it as like your lifestyle as opposed to a diet, right? And I heard this actually from a different podcast, and she called it the happiness scale. And I've always called it like the risk reward scale, right? So, but she gave a great example. So you go to a party and you've been on keto for a month now, and you're like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do at this party. And then, you know, there's a tray full of cookies. Well, what's, you know, kind of what's the cost benefit? What's the risk reward? So, you know, if you eat a cookie, it's going to kick you out of ketosis, right? It's going to probably make your stomach feel bad, because the fewer carbs you eat, when you do eat carbs, you're kind of like, oh, wow, that's different, right? But her example was, but say you're at a family dinner and grandma, it's a tradition that grandma makes cookies and the family shares it, and it's a tradition, right? The happiness scale there is really high. So that's something that you can enjoy, because you're not going to feel guilty about it. It's something that means a lot to you, as opposed to eating a cookie that somebody brought from Walmart, you know? So that's how I approach it. Even when I go out to eat, like if I go out with my family or my daughter, at times I'll be like, okay, tonight we're just going to eat, right? We're going to enjoy the night, and we're going to eat something that I don't typically eat. But it's always planned. I'll never randomly, right? You should not go into a party just randomly saying, I'm going to see how it goes. You kind of have to have a strategy, right? Wow. Because I'm sure before you went to that party, you thought, I'm not going to eat cookies. You don't go in there just saying, oh, I'll see what they have to eat and go from there. You kind of got to have a mindset around it.
Yeah, no, I've been tested a few times, and I've kept my resolve. I went to a birthday party, and it was a wonderful cake, and I said, no, I'm not having any cake tonight.
Yeah. The more you do it, the more you know how it will affect you, right? Because, like, if you're going to eat a cookie and then not feel good the next day, then I always look like I'm a fast eater anyway. So 5 minutes of eating isn't worth it to me to derail myself for a long time. Because, I mean, an average cookie takes a minute to eat, you know, but then the negative effects can be for days, right? So, and the other thing is, like, say you go into the holidays and you're like, okay, I'm just going to enjoy the holidays and I'm going to get off of my diet. I'm just going to eat whatever. Okay, well, that's perfectly acceptable. I mean, some people go into the holidays and they say, I'm going to deal with all this January 2nd when it's all over, right? And that's okay. That way you can enjoy it however you want. But I would say that doesn't mean that when you're at home by yourself, you should be eating cookies, right? Mm-hmm. Go to holiday parties, go to family events, eat the mac and cheese, eat the whatever you want to eat. But then when you go home, stick with whole foods. Try to eat healthy in between, because it's not a way to go 45 days of just eating junk, because you are going to reverse every bit of progress you've ever made. You know, if you spend a whole month just eating junk food, first of all, you're going to gain back every pound you lost. That's for sure. And then you're probably going to feel terrible. And then one of the bigger risks is, come January, you may say, you know what, I'm okay eating this stuff. And then you may never go back to how you were eating. So you don't want to get too far away from, you know, kind of your lifestyle. So, and I think that's important, because it's hard, but like, I view everything as like strategic, right? That's how I view it. You kind of got to go in. And another thing, like if you're going to a party, like if people are bringing stuff to a party, bring something that, like a keto dish, right? And that way, you know, you have something to eat.
Yeah, well, that's a great tip.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of ways to do it. But, you know, I try to avoid parties too. That's, you know, that's the other thing, right?
Last night, I was at a Toastmasters Christmas party, and they wanted to have a second course, and they were going to have ice cream or something. And I said, why don't you have a cheese platter instead? And so they did. So they had a bit of fruit and some cheese and crackers, and there was some nuts. So I selectively had some nuts and a bit of cheese off the platter.
That's perfect. That is absolutely perfect right there. Yeah. And you kind of mentioned ice cream. There are desserts now that are lower carb. So they use stevia. They use these sweeteners that do not raise your insulin, and they use sugar alcohol. So it really is kind of really low carb. Some people have a little side effects to like sugar alcohol, their stomach or whatever, but it tastes pretty good. Like Halo ice cream, that's one I've tried, and it's okay. But I can tell you, it's not as good as like real good ice cream. It's just, it kind of has that fake flavor to it. But at least now with keto becoming more mainstream, there's more options to kind of find. So you don't have to avoid sweets. There's ways to find kind of this for those with a sweet tooth.
I live somewhere where we grow mangoes, and I'm trying not to eat them, but I made the family's recipe mango chutney, and now I've been drying mangoes, and for the family have been brought up on them, and they love them. And you can make mango sorbet really, really easily as well, but it's still high in sugar, isn't it?
Yeah. If you're trying to stay low carb, I don't eat any fruit at all. And right now, probably somebody that, because I said that, is saying, well, you're like vitamin deprived and your minerals and all that. But if, you know, if you eat vegetables and you eat meat, there's a lot of vitamins in meat. And I do want to say like good quality meat. So grass fed, if you can find it, organic vegetables. Quality of food is really, really important, especially these days, because the quality of meat is bad that you buy in supermarkets. And, you know, the non-grass-fed meat, the vitamin profile is way worse. I mean, grass-fed is way better than the kind of meat you buy in a supermarket. Vegetables are, you really need to get organic if you can, or if you're locally farmed or something like that, because it's just so much better for you. But so I get that, and then I take, you know, fish oil and that type of stuff. So my vitamin profile is really good. But when it comes to fruit, like if you're staying low carb, really the selection of fruit that you can do is strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, anything kind of berry. And you really need to limit that as well, because there's some sugar in it. It's probably the best fruit you can eat as in a low carb. But mangoes, kiwi, all the stuff that tastes really, really good is super high in sugar. And sugar is sugar, right? Just because it comes in a fruit. Fruit does have some fiber, but there's a lot of sugar in fruit and mangoes. And I mean, even the difference like bananas and stuff, that's, you eat a couple of those and you're not low carb anymore. There's a lot of. But mangoes are like, yeah, mangoes is probably at one of the top fruits that you probably should not be eating. Yeah.
Well, I've cut up a lot. I've cut up a lot while I've been dehydrating them for the family. So I've been very careful not to touch them. But
yeah.
They smell nice. But so in summary, what would you like to share with us as a focus to get through the holidays?
Yeah, and just one more comment. Like one of the big pressures is from family and friends, right? So you'll get there and they'll be like, oh, come on, eat some of this, eat some of that. You know, like, it's the same thing if you hang out with friends who drink. They're saying, like, hey, just have a beer, just have this, just have that. So two simple answers, which they cannot argue with you. Just say, you know, I'm doing this for health reasons, right? That's a good answer. Or that kind of food makes me sick. Those are two really good answers, because nobody's going to say, well, just eat it anyway. I don't care if you get sick, right? But if you start explaining that you're on a ketogenic diet, that's when they're going to be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So just say something like that. And that's because family, you know, I have a group and it's called the Keto Leader on Facebook. And a lot of people post about how they're really trying to do good. And it's their husband or their wife or their family who pressures them to not eat correctly, right? And because your spouse or your partner or your family, you know, as you change your eating habits, I think it pressures them thinking, he or she's going to want me to start eating like this, right? And I don't really want to change the way I do it. So that's just a lot of pressures. But what I would just say is, if you want to learn more about the ketogenic diet, there's a lot of stuff out there. Like I mentioned, my Facebook group, a lot of free resources, but just go into the holidays and always have a plan, right? So don't go to parties starving. That's a good tip, right? If you know that there's going to be a bunch of food that you don't typically eat, eat something before you go. And then you can at least enjoy it, but you're not starving, right? It's like going to the supermarket when you're hungry. You just don't do it, right? So go there, have a plan. And you can have, if you do want to have alcohol, stick with the low-carb options like vodka, tequila, club soda is all zero carbs. There's low-carb beers now. Just avoid the fruit juices and all that, the additives. You can figure that any fancy drink is probably high in sugar. So you want to avoid that. So like you said, Anne, I mean, a cheese tray and nuts and a low carb drink, and you can have fun at a party. You can indulge a little bit. Just don't let it all go. Don't let all the work you've worked so hard to accomplish, weight to lose. Just don't throw it all away at the end of the year. And then, you know, that's why the gyms are so busy on January 2nd, because people, you know what I mean? And then, so yeah. And just my final thought is, and don't be guilty. Right. So if you go to a party or if you go to a dinner and you eat something and you weren't planning on it, don't wake up the next day and beat yourself up and say, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done it. Don't feel guilty. But then also don't say, just because I did it yesterday, I'm going to continue it. Right. Don't let a bad meal become a bad week and then a bad month and then a bad year. Right. Just get back on track and do the best you can.
All right. Well, thanks very much. It's been wonderful catching up with you, Jan, and very inspiring. I think I need to talk to you more often to get more inspired. I'll have to join your Facebook group. What is it? The Keto Leader Facebook.
The Keto Leader. Just go to Facebook and under groups, just type in the Keto Leader and join. It's all free. And actually, I'm building in Facebook groups, they have a unit section. So I'm putting all the resources. So it's kind of like this course. It's all free. It's just resources. I just want to help people kind of on their journey. So.
Thank you. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, and keep going for the rest of the year.
You too. Have a great day.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.